The thing always happens that you believe in, and the belief in a thing makes it happen, said Frank Lloyd Wright, that noted architect. The thing always happens that you believe in, and the belief in a thing makes it happen. We go around our life in so many ways of looking at things, and we say that this was not my fault. This was not something I brought on. It's not something I wanted to happen. It's not something that was for me. And when we say something like that, what are we doing? When we say something like that, we are saying to ourselves that we have the right to speak our word in any way that we choose, and it doesn't make any difference at all. It doesn't make any difference what the words are that we choose, what the thoughts are that we choose, what the beliefs are that we have, because what's going to happen is going to happen anyhow. Frank Lloyd Wright didn't feel that way. He was a great designer and a great creator and a great thought man. When I worked for my dad as a young man, we built many Frank Lloyd Wright houses in Milwaukee, and we built them in Shorewood, and we built them in various areas of the city. And it was a privilege to build for that man, because his buildings were always so specifically, absolutely perfect in design in every way. And there was no second guessing it, because they were fully, perfectly created in his mind right away. Because for him, the thing always happens that he believed in, and he believed in making things happen. He believed in the very things that he had as dreams in his mind and his heart, and it was wonderful for us. I remember one instant where I was a teenager, and I'd work for my dad on after-school times and on weekends. And I was on one job, but we were doing a building that Frank Lloyd Wright had designed with a beautiful flooring that was radiant heating and beautiful fireplace and glorious California-type ranch home in Wisconsin. Just beautiful, just beautiful. And I went to work one day, and I looked at the roof of the house, and I saw that the chimney was not the proper height. The chimney was supposed to be so many feet high above the roof level. And I had studied the plans with my dad, and I had learned about them and worked with them. And so I went to my dad, and I said to him, you know, that chimney isn't the right height. It's supposed to be 5 feet high, and it's only 4 feet high. And so my dad didn't say anything to me, but he took me and put me on another job. And later, when I came back to clean up this job, when they were done a week later, I noticed that the chimney was up at the right height. Now, he never spoke to me about what I had said about the chimney being at the wrong height. He just had it done, and then spoke to the men himself and made sure that it was done right. He believed that his men would always follow his directions. He believed that his men were always good, and he believed that his son was competent and capable. But he didn't want to have his son have a bad name for telling these superior men who were professional builders that they had made a mistake on the height of the chimney. When we can stand up for whatever we do believe in, and regardless of whether it might bring us a little bit of negative repercussions, but when we stand up for it, whatever is highest and best takes place. Now, I wasn't acting like a smart aleck with my dad. I was a teen, but I was not stupid. And so I told my dad about the experience, and he immediately knew how to respond to it. He knew how to take care of it, where everybody would be satisfied with the results. When you can act in your life in every way so that everyone can be satisfied with the results of whatever you're doing, you can be sure that what you're doing is going to bring results to you that are going to be far beyond anything that the individual experience would bring to your life. Believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. Now, Frank Lloyd Wright was a famous man, famous architect, known all over the world, one of the leading architects of his time. And he said, the thing always happens that you believe in, and the belief in a thing makes it happen. The thing always happens what you believe in, and the belief in a thing is what makes it happen. When we can give ourselves the opportunity to stand up for things that we believe in, gently, lovingly, but definitely, we'll find that great results will take place from that. That incident happened many years ago. That happened almost 70 years ago, and yet I remember it like it was yesterday. I remember that standing up for principle made me feel very happy, made me feel very good, and I didn't need to be to have other people feel bad because I felt good. I just felt good because I stood up for principle and the principle work. What I believed in, I stood up for. When we learn to stand up for things that we believe in, we'll find the results are most remarkable, most wonderful, most fulfilling, most glorious in every way. But it means that whatever it is we believe in, we stand up for it. Whatever it is we believe in, we know that we are doing the right thing. We know that we are thinking the right thing. We know that we're saying the right thing. And as we know that we are thinking, saying, and being the right thing, as we stand up for what we believe, everything works out in divine order. But it's up to us to make that decision. It doesn't matter whether we're a teen or whether we're an adult. It doesn't matter where we are in our life stage. We can always stand up for principle. We can always stand up for what we believe. We can always stand up for what we know is right. And when we stand up for what we know is right, we will find that everything we do is fabulous. Everything we do is glorious. Everything we do is wonderful. I've had the opportunity of building many houses from the design of Frank Lloyd Wright, working with my father and working with other people. And as I did these things, I always felt a nobility in doing it, because this man was a man who stood up for what he believed in. He had creative ideas that were unusual for his time. He had creative ideas that were unusual for the world. But because he did get them across, because of his architectural genius, he became famous. And people believed in him, and people built from his ideas. Let people build from your ideas and my ideas of who we are and what we are and what we believe in. And as we do that, we'll find that everything comes up lovely. Everything comes up grand. And we'll find that everything in our world is a true indication of what's going on inside of our heart, a true representation of what we believe and who we are. So have a lovely day, and know that as you believe in and as you stand up for whatever it is you believe, it will be revealed in your life and fulfilled in your life, and all will be made in such a glorious way that you will be the happiest person all the years of your life, because you know who you are. And that's all that matters. This day I say to you, and to all in my world, I love you. I love you. I love you.